Okay, Randy, I know you like to dress to honor our legends, but what's with the Southern preacher hairstyle, a 100-millimeter cigarette, and beatnik slang? Really?
Yes, really, Steve. I mean, how better to salute a long-forgotten alternative comic whose catchphrase actually spawned a one-hit wonder back in the 60s?
Hanging from a pine tree by my knees, sunshine through the shade. Nobody knows what it's all about. It's too much, man. Let it all hang out.
I'm Steve McClellan.
And I'm Randy Hodgins. And our one-of-a-kind comic is Brother Dave Gardner, who blended the sly storytelling of Andy Griffith with the avant-garde riffs of Lord Buckley and the social awareness of Mort Saul. It would all go wrong later, but for a time in the late 50s and early 60s, Brother Dave was the toast of the town.
Born in 1926 in Jackson, Tennessee, Dave started out as a professional drummer with a handful of releases. But it was Dave's between-song storytelling that led Nashville legend Chet Atkins to produce his first album, Rejoice, Dear Hearts, back in 1959. A mix of hipster slang and storytelling, that album featured the first appearance of Dave's signature bit, the motorcycle story.
Well, I mean, he just loved to ride motorcycles because it did something for him. Got a Jim Dandy with a Stratofreeze air conditioner on it. On a motorcycle, can you imagine that? Weird looking. And he had an aviator cap, you know, and he had little zippers in the side so that his sideburns would hang out because he was proud of them.
Arriving during a comedy record craze, the record was a hit and led to numerous appearances on late-night television. Three more records quickly followed until a 1962 marijuana bust curtailed his television work and led him back to working comedy clubs and college campuses. There, audiences were still receptive to Dave's eccentric style and subjects, including his retelling of Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, which remains one of his best-loved riffs.
Well, dear hearts, this is a work of literature written by the Bard of Avon on Stratford, Georgia. Willie the Half-Sprung Shake.
While Dave excelled at long, shaggy dog-style stories, he also could sling punchlines with the best of them. His early take on the differences between Yankees and Southerners sure seems to have influenced future routines, such as Jeff Foxworthy's numerous You Might Be a Redneck bits.
Yeah, they laugh at us up north. They say we're ignorant. They laugh at us. They say at 9 or 10 o'clock at night, we're home in bed. That's all right, beloved. 2 o'clock in the morning, they're still searching for it.
In the 1970s, Brother Dave fell hard for anti-government conspiracy theories, and both his career and life took a sharp and sad turn. He began issuing racial and political diatribes from the stage, quickly alienating much of his remaining audience. While he remained active on the fringes of comedy, he never regained his headliner status, and his death in 1983 ended a short comeback attempt.
You can find out more about Brother Dave Gardner and all our comedy legends, including video clips and extended audio cuts at LaughTracksRadio.com. Thanks for listening. And until next time, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him. Goodbye, everybody.